Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. I've pressed record.
There's this audio squiggles that say
squiggles of joy
on air. Squiggles to the joy.
Squiggles of joy. It's a good song. We are back. We're midway through, you say.
So that mid plus two.
Mid plus two. We are mid 50.
So if we're counting to 100, we're at like 52, but we're not. We're counting to 26, so we're at.
How many letters are in the alphabet? 100.
Yes.
And so we're 52, so we're just over halfway. This is wonderful news.
We're almost now, we're almost at the point where we're like a new form of Heinz ketchup. Yeah. We're almost at 58. Yeah. 57.
What did we do last time? What were the stories that we did last time? Is it noodles and...
And I had nephew. I had a...
Nephews, yeah, okay. So the letter that comes after N is R. Oppenheimer.
Yes.
So that's what you've got to look forward to. Anything worthwhile pointing out before...
I'm just going to sing O Canada for the entire half an hour of this episode and then have some asshole draw a swastika all over my face.
Yes.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, an inside joke. I wish you could have been.
Have we
there.
Told this story before?
I think we have told it. Yeah, it's still just the thing is, I think I'd said it at the time. Even look, I don't agree with what you've done, but please just explain why you did it. And it was just his face just went like white and went. I don't know.
Okay, I think we have because we may have some new listeners here. So back in 2009, I believe it is.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Chris was my trainer, not my personal trainer, because you should see the state of both of us.
I failed us both.
So we were at work. Chris was training me, and it was Canada Day. It was the 1st of July, 2009. I know specifically, and I think it was you that you put like Canadian flags up in the office or something like that.
Yeah,
Somebody did.
Yeah.
On lunch, and he came back. I said, it was in the morning. It was all these Canadian flags were just printed out, hanging up on paper. And then we went on lunch.
That was before the world was dying.
The world was semi-normal back then, except for this one idiot. So we went on lunch and we came back and for no reason, like I could see if I had done anything to antagonize somebody in the class. There was probably about 8 or 10, 12 people in the class. Somebody had drawn in like a Sharpie, had drawn a swastika on the maple leaf of every Canadian flag.
Yeah, but like really big.
And this isn't like 5-year-olds. This is adults.
I mean, they were so rudimentary swastikas, right? They weren't like
the shit somebody would carve into your desk when you're 8 years old or something like that.
Yeah, all but the lines like, so, going everywhere.
And it's the only time I think in my life I've seen Chris upset.
The thing is, because it stuns you, right?
I'm not even laughing at it. There's nothing funny about swastikas, but it's just like the absurdity and like
the... Why has this happened? And then kind of like going, does anybody know who did this? And then I think kind of eyes just shifted to this guy.
It was like the worst Agatha Christie novel ever. It's like 12 people locked in a room. One of them is drawing swastikas on like 45 Canadian flags.
Yeah.
And who did it? And then I think somebody accused me of doing it. Like the one Canadian in the room.
So
it's not why I left Canada, people.
Yeah. So So that was okay. It was you who did this, but like, I don't agree with it. I think this is wrong. But you're gonna have to still explain to me, like, if it's a really good reason, let's at least have it. And he just his face just went blank and went.
He had nothing. He just lost his control of his senses for about 10 minutes on a sunny Wednesday afternoon or something. And he wasn't even like he was a normal dude. Like
he was a man.
It wasn't like he was the weirdo in the back of the class with like weird tattoos. Man. He's just like overweight, like 58-year-old guy or something like that. So odd,
just so weird.
Anyways, how's everybody doing?
Okay,
today?
So happy Canada Day, and also actually, sort of like a precursor, a spoiler alert, really. When it comes to searching for the alphabet story for Q, good luck. Because I thought, I'll be done, you know, in 20 minutes, and I'm still fucking looking.
Okay, I got dibs on Quentin Tarantino. I'll see if I can find anything you've done.
I tried that as well.
Oh, really?
But I didn't do that. If you do find one, I didn't find one. Anyway, look, that's Q. That's a couple of weeks' time to go. Today is all about the letter O. O for anus. No, O for onus.
The onus is on me to tell the first story.
The oh, anus it is.
The anus Go. Is on you. Hey, here's a story for you, Chris. This is from HuffPost, which is a thing. It's a website thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Weird news. That's the category it's in. So, tick. We're off to a good start. Yeah. Good name for by the journalist here, Sebastian Murdoch.
Amazing. That's yes, awesome. He's like an explorer or an adventurer of some sort.
Yeah, he is. He makes his own gin, too, I think. I don't know why. In quotes. Oh, and a little bit of foreshadowing for you. We do have a colon cops here. So everybody's favorite. For people with your Florida Pudman bingo yes. cards at home, get the dabber ready. Here we go. In quotes. I'm an owl, says drunk driver Troy Prockett, hiding in tree.
Oh, what the cops. Fuck? Just sorry, I interrupted that. I was just blown away by the name. Troy Prockett. Prockett. Right, start that L again.
Okay. I'm an owl. That's in quotes. Says drunk driver Troy Prockett, hiding in tree, cops. Now, the tense of this, not who hid in tree. He's hiding in the tree when he says I'm an owl. We can just leave it there, I think, because it's pretty much downhill. I think whatever reality I can paint into this, it's just going to like ruin what's in your head right now. Do you want to see the accompanying picture? Here you go.
That's an owl. Is that him? Owl is that face. Troy?
you can see why he thinks he's an owl. He looks like a fucking owl. A Massachusetts man who allegedly drove drunk before fleeing into the woods, climbed into a tree, and refused to leave.
Leaf? So refused to leaf?
Refused to leaf because he's an owl, not a leaf. This is Westboro District. On Monday, 37-year-old Hudson man Troy Prockett was arraigned. He sounds like a hockey player. Was arraigned on multiple charges, including third offense drunk driving. That's three strikes.
Yeah.
Failure to stop for police, resisting arrest, leaving the scene of property damage, and disturbing the peace. According to Michael J. McCammon, he's our state trooper. Bays wearing sunglasses. Yeah. So our state trooper here guy was driving along the highway at 7 p.m., spotted this dude in his car driving erratically before crashing into a snowbank. As you do. Mm. Now, Prockett, that owl guy, sprinted out of the car, jumped over the guardrail, darted off into the woods, but left his wallet in the car, and the car stunk of booze, apparently. Then they bring out the your friend and mine, the police search dogs, you know, sniffer dogs, yes. dogs yes. with jobs, who did the old Shining thing. They tracked the footprints in the snow.
Shining.
So it says police with a search dog track the man's footprint. I don't think the search dog tracks the footprints. The search dog tracks the smell. The police were probably tracking the footprints.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Followed the trail through the woods, and obviously he didn't do the Jack Torrance, or the Danny Torrance, sorry, which is like walking backwards in his footprints.
Danny!
There's the old Shining. Go back a couple episodes, people hear about the Shining that we did, the video that we sweeted. I'm all over the place this morning. It's weird. It's a Sunday. Let's pause on this for a second. So normally we plan this. We kind of do a Saturday recording session, and we usually, you know, we're kind of ready for it. I was out painting outside, painting a cabinet, and I came back inside, and this message from Chris, and it's Sunday. He's like, recording? ? Kind of thing. Sure, let's go. So this is improv. So I haven't.
Yeah, it does feel improv. It's
So that's if you're wondering what's going on with the quality of this episode. We weren't prepared. So this guy sounds like he's kind of been like stripping along the way. So as the cops are running through the woods chasing, they find like a running jacket, bits of clothing and stuff. I think he's probably just getting warm, I think. Owls shitting. Don't wear clothes, I suppose. It's like Clark Kent in the phone booth. Radio communications showed that police searched for about an hour in single-digit temperatures. I'm assuming that's single-digit American. Fahrenheit, which is quite cool. Doesn't say if it's 1 or 9 degrees. They spotted Prockett hiding 30 feet off the ground in a tree. When police told Prockett to surrender, he refused, he refused in a very slurred speech before asking officers So this is our guy up in the tree.
Yeah, he's in the tree now. They're looking up.
He says to the officers, and he didn't say, because he's an owl, he didn't say who did it. He asked the cops if, this is quotes, if we had caught the guy who was driving around erratically before he climbed higher up into the tree. He's like, hey, did you guys see this guy? Just so normal, sitting 30 feet off the ground in a tree, talking to the cops like it's normal as a day. And then, yeah, he scampered up a bit higher in the tree. According to the police report, officers told the suspect that they had followed only one set of footprints. This guy's amazing. Prockett's rebuttal was that he had carried the driver of the car, the actual driver of the car, had carried Prockett on his back. Prockett jumped off and climbed the tree to get away from him. It was at this point, if it didn't get weird enough, that Prockett rambled on that he thought he was an owl, and he started speaking about what a good guy he was. Prockett then climbed even higher into the tree, shook the branches as he climbed, and then pointed at the snow falling and said to the cops, look, it's snowing. Here's my favorite three words to start a sentence, Chris. Using a chainsaw to remove the branches and a firefighter's aerial tower, authorities were able to remove Prockett and arrested him in the bucket. That's like in the, like the crane thing. Just throw him in a bucket. Okay. No, arrested him in the bucket.
Euphemism.
Yeah, as he and the police guy, McCammon, were lowered down. Prockett allegedly told police he was scared to come down because he already had two drunk driving charges. So, and this is what the actual police report says. So, with like eight O's. So, we got lots of O's. It's the O episode. Yeah. So, I just decided to go for a little run, is what he said. $3,000 bail. He's been released on his own recognizance. So, that's our guy who, I mean, in essence, drunk driving, rammed his car into a snowbank, claimed that the driver of the car, somebody else did it, and this driver carried him on his back. He then jumped into a tree, climbed up, thought he was an owl, said it was snowing, and then asked the cops, did you catch the guy that did this?
It is the best. This is
legendary.
Amazing. How on earth? That's just absolutely brilliant. That wins the alphabet.
I think that's a yarn. That's what that one is.
It is a yarn. I mean, that's just brilliant. That's one that I'd just happily tell anyway, even if there was no podcast, I would say, did you hear about this guy? That's absolutely amazing. What a story. What a story. Well played. That was worth the Sunday recording.
That was. I skipped church for this.
Yeah. Well, if I've said this a couple of times, but this time I genuinely mean it. If there was a... We used to do a competition. So in the Florida one, we'd say, you tell your story, I'll tell mine, and then we'll see who we think was the best story. If we were still doing that, this... I don't know where we're going to score him on the ratings, right? I don't. That's not as important as the fact that that is one of the best stories I've ever heard. That's amazing.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Well read as well, actually. It was like, I know that we're quoting a lot, but that was really good read. Well, so well played.
Gold, brilliant. Gold star for me. Look at that.
Yeah, it was.
All right, top that then, hot shot.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm just getting walked in on. There we go. I mean, that sounds more suspicious, doesn't it? If I was getting walked in on, I'm recording a podcast, but people would immediately think I'm masturbating or something, which I wasn't.
How dare someone in your house interrupt our nude hour?
Right, okay. My letter O is... Oh, yeah. It also features in the title. Here we go. Top 0.01 OnlyFans creator reveals most disgusting fan request.
Ooh,
now,
God.
I think I mentioned this to you earlier. I've got three stories that kind of like, I think it's like it builds, right? It's not about the same person as much as I think at the end of it we're left with a burning question: is who is the real idiot, right? So think about that, and I'll come back to that later.
Okay.
A woman who says she is in, so no rating on this. She's just claiming she's in the top 0.01% of OnlyFans earners reveals the most disgusting fan request she's ever received. Her name is Bonnie Lockett, and she makes, fucking hell, we're in the wrong game. She makes £150,000 per month. Per month. Month.
That's crazy. For only... The only thing I could think... We could have lonely fans because we have like three of them. That would be ours.
That's good as well. Right. So anyway, I'm speechless. On the... So she earns that a month on OnlyFans. She's appeared on the British Entrepreneur podcast to chat about the success. This is where the story comes from. The host, John Joseph Bulgieri.
Oh, I call him JJ.
Wait, John Joseph Bulgieri? Ooh, asked about... Yeah, I don't know. Asked about some of the weird aspects of the job. Including the most bizarre thing she's ever been asked to do. Without a beat, she goes, shit in a bucket. Right? And yeah, she said it without hesitation. Wow, the guy says. Lockett explained that she didn't actually go through...
I mean, I've had camping trips that have wound up like that, but that's kind of just out of necessity, really. I didn't know I could make 150 grand.
So she says that she didn't go through with it, and then... But it's not for the reason you may think. Ooh. Although the customer was happy to pay, how much do you think shitting in a bucket would be worth?
How much would I pay or how much would someone pay?
Let's just say how much do you think somebody...
So 150 grand a month. I'm going to get a little scientific with this. So that's
good idea.
A day. So it's going to be something extraordinary. $20,000.
Oh, it's much cheaper. It's $1,000. So
what a deal.
That's how much she would charge as well. So he wasn't even offering that. It was called off. This arrangement was called off after a dispute over who would be responsible for paying for the bucket. So this is probably a tax-free bucket.
Following that, what's her name? Is she paying tax on this money, or like how do you?
Bonnie. That's a good point. Yeah, Bonnie Lockett. She's called. Oh, like Troy Prockett.
Are we going to make a limerick at the end of this episode?
Following on from that bit of information, Bulgieri asked what was the weirdest thing she's been asked to do on OnlyFans. To which Lockett said it was a situation on webcam. So this guy, she says, he's really into food. I think it's called sploshing. I don't know. I've not really done a lot of it.
Chris,
but anyway,
like
he wanted me to do it. I tipped this can of beans over my head, and this is what the agreement was. So the deal is, I'll pay you, Kev, for pouring beans on your head.
This is theoretical, right? I don't have to like run downstairs.
No,
or anything.
You don't need to. Okay. I'm giving you the situation.
Right.
It's $5.99 a minute. $6, cut six, right? And so she goes, oh, fuck it, I'll just do it. And then so she's pouring the beans on her head and she says, and now I'm covered in beans. But then something didn't go as planned. Her internet stopped working. It just cut off. And she goes, oh, no, you're fucking kidding me. After anxiously reconnecting, Lockett had to wait for the subscriber to call her back. He never did. This left her sitting there, covered in beans. They also had been on the call for less than a minute, which essentially means it was just like,
you know. She didn't even get her $6?
It would maybe like $2 worth.
Depending on the beans, she could be at a loss here.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't too much of a loss. For Bonnie, who has grown to be prominent and successful on OnlyFans. That bit of word count there. Elsewhere. Oh, right. Hang on a minute. So I'm just going to read that sentence back. Fortunately, it wasn't too much of a loss for Bonnie. I think they're indicating that because she makes money elsewhere, that's not a massive problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it got me thinking then. So there's the story. It got me thinking about what's the weirdest things that OnlyFans creators could have done or been requested to do. There was a few, actually, but there was one woman who was just asked to stand on a piece of paper. When she said, "I don't know why I was asked to do this, but maybe it was because the guy liked being stood on and the paper represented him." Who is the real idiot here? If you've earned $150,000 or pounds in 1 month, you can take the rest of the year off.
I think at that point, I think you could be selective. Like, the only thing you, I think you need if you're making that much money is maybe a hug. You know, like, you just, if that's what you've done with your life, is that you're making a living by having people pay you $6 to pour beans. We're not even talking about the bucket here. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that some people listening are spend a good amount of their money on that their website. They should be sitting on us instead.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing, is that there's obviously a lot of people who are doing this probably for the right reasons, or if not the only reason. However, it's just when she starts defending her actions of putting this, and I like ladies, but I just don't think that you need that sort of stuff. Each to their own.
I just don't like beans.
Yeah, each to their own, she says. Obviously, the fact that OnlyFans is adult content creating website that caters to adult entertainment. She argued that if you clicked on it, you'd have to go to the, you know, that there should be some safeguarding. But actually, that's just, it's not safe for work. Let's leave it at that. Anyway, there's me, idiot.
Yeah,
there's
me, OnlyFans, idiot. This is the equivalent, in my mind. I'm trying to think of a parallel of you know, trying to justify them being an idiot. The way I see it is like, who's like, say, a top earning massive movie star. We're talking like your Tom Cruise's or your whoever. Doing like one of those local car dealership commercials.
Yes.
It's like, you don't need the money. You're just, all you're doing is hurting your brand.
Or you're supporting a lifestyle that is your choice to support.
Yeah, and you got nobody to blame but yourself. If it you know, drags you down, you know, if you thought you're all a sexy movie star, now you're equated with a shitty car dealership or beans or a bucket.
Exactly.
How
much
does a bucket cost, by the way, to turn into an argument?
Just to avoid
the empty. She could use the empty bean tin.
She's not going to stand in that, is she? She wasn't in the bucket though. The bucket was the thing being. Anyway. Yeah. That was the one that she'd been shit into, wasn't it? This is the thing, is just in case we get into, I don't want to be on the end of an OnlyFans tirade. This is not a personal thing. I'm sure that she's a lovely person, but nobody needs to do this for that to that extent. When especially you're earning a bunch of money, this is the, you need to have your license. Yeah. I guess that's what she's
part
saying.
Part of you thinks you're
like,
just jealous
it's
of this,
your
Chris.
Fault.
I think you're jealous of this lifestyle.
I think I'm jealous too. Yeah. I mean, I'd be able to buy all the trainers I could eat. Anyway.
I'd pay $6 to watch that.
Right, okay, let's move to some ratings. Right, okay. First of all, I'm going to suggest that we move to OnlyFans Idiot. Okay, let's get that one out of the way so that we can properly discuss where Procket sits. I'm putting it down in the fives. Maybe even four, actually.
Yeah, we had a story. I don't remember if it's a Florida story or if it was a World League story of the girl influencer who was like farting in jars and selling them.
Yes.
And she went, and it was kind of, beans were in this story too. I think she ate like an all bean diet for like
and
a month.
And she got sick or something.
She got really sick and hospitalized and had to have surgery. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think at the time we said that she was actually borderline genius.
Cell farts lady is 3.75.
Ooh, that's down in hamster territory.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I think it's actually one lower than that. I think it's probably 3.
Because
point...
she did no damage. This one did no damage to herself. Well, look what you've done to yourself, Chris. You brought your score way down.
I brung it.
Yeah, I think this is. I think this is such a, it's like, we wouldn't do it. So there's a little bit of like, okay, that's just dumb. But it's like, we kind of wish we did do it.
Yeah, there was that other the other story in that kind of realm where the woman was kind of like, "Well, I'll just go and step on a piece of paper because that's what somebody wanted me to do." I mean, why? Yeah. Why just say, just go? My industry is an art. I'm not subjecting myself to that. I can do better.
Like would Picasso or Andy Warhol have just like painted like those spray paint graffiti wieners on the side of a building or something like that? Like, no, I'm an artist.
Precisely. So they go, I'll just do anything. As long as there's cash involved, I'll do anything. And I think that's what I should have said that in the argument. But I just still think it's down here. I'm going to say my score would be 3.7. So it clips underneath self-arts.
Yeah. I would say about that. I think so. Not overthink it. Let's just call that the score. I don't think I'd go much more or less than that.
Right. 51st place. Well, now then.
Over to our friend, Mr. Owl.
Troy.
Crockett. The Owl Man. Let's think of the overall. Okay, so if we're near the top, we have, somebody atomic wedging somebody to death. What else is in the top five? I'm trying to think if it's a top five story.
Putting your head in cement. In the microwave.
That's premeditated.
Also in the top 10 is Bernie's post office. That's the guy who was dead.
Dead, yeah.
That was a funny one.
Some good stories. Okay. Yeah, I'm going high eights on this. I think that...
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's drunk. So if he was sober, I think this would be different. He was drunk, so there's a little bit of a, okay, he's not full-on idiot. I mean, it's his third time drunk driving. That's big enough of an idiot right there. But the absurdity, now I'm trying to separate the absurdity of the story with the actual quality of idiot. But the fact that he said that the actual driver piggybacked him and he just jumped off and then scampered up a tree and then turned into an owl. I'm going 9.2. I'm revising. I'm going above 9. 9.2. 9.2.
So I think you're right. There was a, when I was little, it was in the middle of the night and I was in bunk beds. So my sister was at the bottom, I was at the top, and there was a huge box of Lego. And in the middle of the night, I went into the Lego box because I wanted to play. And it was just a cardboard box, but huge, that I could sit in it. And I leant back, the cardboard box sort of ripped, and all you could hear in the middle of the night was of a Lego pouring out.
That's like a 9.5. That was the number one in the league, Chris.
I ran back up the ladder of the bunk bed. But my mum or my dad had, by this point, already got out of bed, turned the light on. So I held on to the ladder, still halfway up it, and just pretended I was asleep. Eyes shut, sort of like. So, and that's what I think this guy is. He's kind of like is caught in the middle of something and gone, well, oh, yeah, that I remember there was a thing, but I didn't do it. I just got the pig. I was just being piggybacked. So, like,
you
me could
have
too.
Told that story a few weeks ago under L, and you would have scored very high. Seriously.
I might invent another letter. It's already happened now. But this reminds me of that, where the guy has been found out, and he's been lucrative enough in his bank of excuses that he's gone, here's an excuse, and this is, but none of it's plausible, and that's the beauty.
Yeah.
The plausibility.
What are you scoring?
I'm going to go.
I went 9.2.
Well, because I know what this is going to do, I'm going to go 9.3.
Oh.
Because so that makes this a 9.25, which ties him with Kevin.
Ah.
So
the worst kid in the world.
We have a joint top. So what are we going to call this one?
Owls. I'm not feeling very creative. It's Sunday. I'm still trying to figure out if this is a weird fever dream or if we're actually recording this on a Sunday.
Do you know what I might do? I might call it Trowels because his name was Troy.
Troy. TR-Owls. Otherwise, in a few weeks' time, you'll be like, what the hell's Trowels about?
Yeah. Yeah, that, you're right. That's exactly what I'd have done. This is 9.25, and it's, although it's the same score, it's just fallen underneath Kevin for alphabetical reasons. No more, no less.
Right, so what you're saying is this is the top so far. This is the highest scoring in conjunction with Kevin. This is their top idiot.
We've had almost our lowest scoring and the joint top in the same episode. What
so this is an average episode then, is what we can say.
Yeah, that's right. This episode scored 5 on the.
Well, on that note.
Right.
At Florida Podman on Twitter.
Please.
At this point, hopefully, we're still putting the stories up.
And we are.
That's it. Chris is combing his beard.
Yeah, we're getting dangerously close to, not in the terms of this, the upload schedule, but when I'll be in Florida, and we've decided that I should look out for my own Florida stories and then report
Chris
back.
Chris is on the hunt. So, yeah, Chris is going, it's like you're like the crocodile hunter. You're going to be in Florida, Florida man hunting.
Yeah. So if you, this is in the future. So thank you for taking part if you were making my life a misery in the parks.
Yeah.
Ah, misery. Idiots.
You love it. All right, everybody. Right. Enjoy whatever day it is. Hope you have a good one. And we will see you, hear you. No, you'll hear us. That's hear right. Us. We can't hear them. Nope. Can we? Can't.
Just the voices. No. It's just the voices.
You'll hear us next week then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a bunch of idiots.